From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. Last year, Hayburn residents Stephen Hill and Fred Sayer were on the job, completing a property cleaning assignment in Burley, when they made a fascinating discovery, a Burley postal uniform from 1927 in almost perfect condition. Now, in their line of work, it's not unusual to find relics of the past, but this discovery was special, especially because they knew exactly what needed to be done to help preserve this little bit of history. And joining us today to talk more about the discovery is Stephen Hill. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did you come across this uniform?
Well, our company does cleanouts of properties that are either abandoned or being converted by the owners into rentals. And as you can imagine, sometimes when they buy properties in distress, there's, you know, quite a bit of cleanup to be done from the previous tenants.
Gotcha. And who did this uniform belong to?
Well, this one is 1927, as you said. It's belonged to a man named Elmer New, N-E-U, who worked for the Burley Post Office at that time. And he has a medal pinned to the jacket from 1928. So we estimate the uniforms from 27. It's complete with his hat, badge, his jacket, pants, shirt, tie, even his lunchbox with his name on it.
Wow, that's incredible. And this was just in there when you were cleaning things out.
Yeah, it's a house at the end of Oriental Street in Burley, and it's a dilapidated structure, and it has three stories to it. And as you can imagine, in our line of work, when you go in to clean out a house, if you are so lucky, you kind of dig to the corners, if you will. And, you know, this house was built in the 20s. It's a blue house built in the 20s. And so you just know when you're going into a house that old and, you know, you're tasked with digging into the far corners of the attic, you're going to find some pretty old stuff.
Wow, that's amazing. So what did you do with this uniform? Where did it go?
Well, we just kind of packed it away, and Fred and I, took a look at it. What's interesting about it is that it was in a wooden chest that is was just barely bigger than the uniform, but he had packed it in there with such care. There was a small piece of tissue paper in there, and, you know, clearly, as you can imagine, you're dealing with a lot of old clothes when you do property cleanouts, and most of it is moldy and not in very good shape. But this piece was packed in a box, so it had been preserved really well. And he obviously cared about his job.
Wow. Okay. And I understand you can actually see this uniform now. It's on display.
Yeah, we didn't quite know what to do with it. It's interesting because, for example, there's a scene in Back to the Future where Marty McFly rides his skateboard into the town square in 1955. And he's amazed to discover that everyone is, you know, the clothes have changed and the billboards have changed and the cars have changed. And that's kind of what it's like to find this uniform. You look around you and you say, you know, this, look at this nearly frontier era uniform. And you can kind of imagine yourself on Oriental Street in 1927, the wagons going by and the horses. And it really, really snaps you back in time to see something this well preserved. And if you'd like to see it, it is on display at the Hayburn Post Office. In Hayburn, of course, I put it there instead of Burley Post Office because they happen to have a glass display case that looked like it needed something in it to fill it out a little bit.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. We're speaking with Stephen Hill about a very special discovery. Stephen, why are discoveries like this one so special? You talked about Back to the Future kind of a feeling, but it's got to be a little bit of a treasure hunt even while you're working a job.
Well, property cleanouts are always a treasure hunt. Of course, one man's trash is another man's treasure, as they say, I guess. But clothing is particularly rare, as any historian will tell you in your audience. Clothing, you know, to find historic clothing well preserved is really rare, actually, because we tend to discard those things. So, I guess how far back do you want to go? But 1927, if you just think about it, the town of Burley was being built in the 20s. So this is just a piece of what Burley started to be with the postal service opening up and the new uniforms that were assigned to the workers. And so you see it and you really, really get a sense of the people that have come before us.
Wow. That's amazing. Is this the coolest thing you found over the years, or have there been other things that top the list?
Well, I guess cool is relative, right? But, jewelry and old cards and letters are always interesting to read. And the odd piece of clothing that's really unique. Found a Civil War sword once, rusted,
wow.
But, nevertheless, quite old. And so it just depends on what you're into,
That's amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you found it and you were able to preserve it and put it on display and people can go and take a look at it. We've been speaking with Stephen Hill about the 1927 postal uniform that he discovered with his business partner while they were cleaning out a home. Thanks for coming on the show and telling us a little bit about it. It's fascinating.
Well, thank you so much. I hope people have a chance to see it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.